A request for a week's continuance on a decision for the Treasure Hill conditional use permit didn't come as good news to those attending Wednesday's meeting. Mayor Jack Thomas told the Planning Commission the continuance would be for 1 week only, and if the negotiations didn't work out, the Planning Commission and staff could pick up where they left off. Because of the continuance, no presentations were given by staff. Since the meeting was slated for public comment, however, Planning Commission Chair Adam Strawn turned the time over to anyone who wanted to speak on the matter. Arnie Rustin is a retired civil engineer and had prepared a slide presentation that he skimmed over, but in the end, he spoke directly to the applicant's professional team.
You have failed your client. As a professional licensed civil instructional engineer with over 40 years of experience, I know that saying no to your client can be difficult. However, that is what your duties are when it comes to performing your services in accordance with your professional and ethical obligations. You are not to violate laws and codes. Go home tonight, look in the mirror, and ask yourself if you have performed your duties as you should have. I contend you have not.
Niels Vernegaard is the treasurer for the citizens group Think and told Mayor Jack Thomas and Mayor-elect Andy Bierman this had better not be another stall tactic.
I got to tell you guys, the public is going to be furious. You're both good people. I trust you to come up with a win-win for the public and for the applicant. But if this is just to protect special interest and flush the rest of us down the toilet, it ain't going to be right.
John Staffschult, also a member of Think, told the commission while he trusts Mayor Thomas and Bierman, he doesn't think the city can go through another round of Treasure Hill.
We as a city and our representatives had signed a letter of intent. They've come to the negotiation table with true intent for the best of the people. And we have not had a history of that being the case with the applicant. Or else we all still wouldn't be spending our time, our effort, and significant taxpayer money on this project for decades. So the history is not on their side. 1 week sounds great. Boy, I would have liked to have that happen 20 years ago.
Peter Marth has lived in Park City as long as the Treasure Hill project has been around. He told the commission he was offended by the request for a continuance and then addressed Thomas and Bierman directly.
If this is the way business works in this town today, we're doomed. If it's a 400,000 square foot comeback, and then, I mean, you have to go through the whole process again. And I'll tell you what, this is just a boondoggle. I'm frankly just tired of it, to be honest with you. And with all due respect, it's unfortunate you two guys have had to be put through this. Because I respect both of you very much. But I tell you, this is just an affront to me. The applicant pulling this kind of game. It's BS.
Angela Mosqueda from Future Park City told the commission she is friends with a member of Think as well as Mike Sweeney, who is one of the applicants for the development.
I don't know what I see as the alternative. A decision be rendered, the Sweeneys not be happy, this go to an appeal committee, they still not be happy, and then this get dragged out in court and cost the city many millions in legal fees and then perhaps be awarded to the applicant many years down the road when the impacts might be even greater. I am content to place my trust in our mayor-elect, and our planning department, who I think has probably spent more hours on this than anybody else combined, and that you guys will make the right decision in the best interest of Park City.
The next meeting on Treasure is scheduled for Wednesday, December 13th. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.